Starting Siman Tov Mem Gimel, Chametz Mer Pesach Lachar Sheish Tov Aleph. Chametz Mishay Shalos Ulamala, Chametz from the sixth hour and on, so Chatzos Hayom, B'yom Yadalet on the 14th of Nisan, so Erev Pesach, Asar Bahana, the Chametz is prohibited Bahana from that time on. Or Ma'ed Zafilu Chametz Oshalena Yehudi Asar Lehanos Mimenu, even if it belongs to a non-Jew, is prohibited. This is midoraisa, as Mishneberg explains. The pasuk says lo sochal alav chametz, referring to the Karban Pesach, and Chazal learned from this that it means that you shouldn't eat chametz from the time that you would be able to shecht the Karban Pesach, which is from Chatzot Hayom and on. From that time, you're not allowed to eat or benefit from the chametz. But there's no chiyuv kares until nightfall. And the Mishnah Berurah says the poskim say the same thing is true by Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, that you don't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh until the actual time of Pesach comes. But you do violate Tashbisus or Mibateichem every moment from the time of Chatzos and onward. As a side note, if you're in one place and your chametz is in a different time zone, so there's machlokas achronim when it becomes asar ba'anah, the Oneg Yontov says it becomes asar like the place where the chametz is, but the Minchas Yitzchak says meker din, it's mutar ba'anah, if it's in a different time zone, it only goes based on where you actually are, not where your chametz is. But l'chachili you should be machmir like the makom chametz in that case. Rav Moshe as well says, at least midrabanan, you should be machmir, that it should be asar bahana, if the chametz is in a place where it is in a time zone ahead of where you are. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you're not chayv to do hashbas on it, and therefore you'd be allowed to benefit from it at that time as well, because it only goes based on where you are. The Mechaber continues, asru chachamim shtei shaos kodem. Chazal came along and added two extra hours to this. Dehainu mitchila shel chamishas, from the beginning of the fifth hour. Umiyu kol shel chamishas mutar ba'anah. But from the beginning of the fifth hour, they prohibited eating chametz, but not benefiting from chametz. Rasha elamochor leni yehudi afilu harbe biyachad. Shevade lo yechlenu kodem pesach. You're allowed to sell a lot to a non-Jew. Because you're definitely not, even though he's definitely not going to eat all of that, you'd be allowed, before Pesach, you'd be allowed to sell it during that hour. If you could feed it to your animals during that hour, because it's mutar ba'anah. As long as you make sure to be there to see that the animal doesn't keep anything over afterwards, which you'd be prohibited to keep, and that you don't, and that you burn anything that remains. And then from the beginning of the sixth hour and on, Chazal added a prohibition to benefit from it as well. So at the beginning of the fifth hour, it's Asr to eat. Beginning of the sixth hour, Asr to get Hanah. And then at the end of the sixth hour, meaning starting from Chatzos, even Midoraisa, it's prohibited to receive Hanah. Whereas the first two are only Midrabanan. They added those 2 hours because if it's cloudy or something like that, a person might get confused and not know what time it actually is. And we don't want that to happen, that they'll end up violating an Isr Doraisa. Eating or benefiting from the chametz. The Rama adds, "Ube shas ha'ibur shayom aruch." In the shas ha'ibur, in the leap years when the days are longer in Nisan, elu arba shas v'yenyan ayom u'mitar lech chametz al shayom. So these are shas zmanios. So when we say the fourth hour, I mean the third of the day. So that could be far into the day, certain times of the year, in certain areas. It could be early on in the day. And the Mishnah Berurah says that we go based on Alos HaShachar until Tzitzit Kochavim, as many Achronim say. Some say that you split the day up based on Netzach Hama until Shkia, and until a third of that would be Mutter, and that would be a big Kula, and that's what the Vilna Gaon holds. Well, L'chadchila, you should be Machmer like the first opinion. Why are we Machmer like the first opinion? The Kaf HaChaim says, because of the Chomer of the Isher Chametz, so you should be Machmer like the first opinion to measure from Alos until Atzeis, which would make it earlier in the day that you wouldn't be allowed to benefit or eat. It's brought in the name of the Brisker Rav, that he was mispal on people who, when it came to Kriyat Shema, which is Doraisa, they'd be lenient and rely on the Vilna Gaon and go like the later breakup from Netz to Shkia. But for Pesach, this Isser, on Erev Pesach, which is only Midrabanan, to stop at the third of the day, or Machmir, to go from Alos HaShachar until Tzeisa Kochavim, he was bothered by this. But this is the Midrash. Many of you should just follow a posek on these manim.